Yeah, you mentioned that Legion Deus was originally done for prose. Was it much difficulty in translating it to comics?
All I had to do, really, was to make the agents more of a superhero group, which isn't difficult at all.
Yeah, they've already got their powers.
Right. And the rest just fit right into comics.
Well, you've been a comic fan a long time, so you already knew the format.
Right. Plus, I'd also done quite a bit of writing for fanzines, which is more or less going in the opposite direction, taking comic book format and turning it into prose.
That's true. Yeah, you have to think in both ways.
Right.
Talk about the fanzine work that you did. Because that was back in the 70s when that was the major activity. There were no comic shops. There was no way for fans to meet except through the mail.
That's right. Fanzines were, of course, originally mimeographed and stapled together, and then they became Xeroxed and sent out. And it's always surprising to me how many people there out there think that they're the only comic book fan, and they're just totally cut off. And this is a great way for people to get together.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of what goes on the internet with people discussing their work and talking to pros and stuff like that. People used to do on paper and print it and send it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember your first fan contact?
My first fan contact?
Yes, sitting in a high school library and having a comic dropped in your lap.
That was in high school. When Mercy Van Vlack walked into my life and has since become my best friend. And we spent a lot of time talking about comics and drawing comics and living and breathing comics back then.
Well, talk about that first meeting. I think it's a fun meeting.
Mercy was working in the library, and I spent a lot of lunches at my high school in the library. And, of course, you had to sign in. And Mercy was in charge of the roster, I believe, if I understand this correctly. And I had gotten a letter printed in Aquaman way back when Dick Giordano was the editor. And, of course, they put your name and they put your hometown. And Mercy had seen that and realized that, hey, this could be someone that I know. And she looked at the roster, saw the name, put the two together, and we made contact.
And she remembers seeing the name and thinking it was, you know, this woman who was in the band. And she mentioned she were sitting at some table and she just sort of dropped the comic in front of you.
Yeah.
And you were like, you hadn't known that they had printed your letter.
Hadn't gotten it yet. So that was a big surprise.
And then you joined the Legion fandom together.
Right. Mercy was a charter member, and I came along shortly after.
The way I was told is that the two of you wrote a letter together, joining the Legion fan club together, right from the beginning.
I think Mercy did join an issue before me, though.
Ah. And now, back then, you did a lot of artwork.
Oh, goodness. Mercy and I drew constantly. We did a lot of cartooning and passed notes around the school. And some of those notes were just really outrageous.
Now, do you still draw?
I draw, but now I do computer drawing and more technical illustration type drawings.
But you're still drawing, because I remember, looking back then, and your art was so good, especially for somebody so young. And I was sort of wondering if you were going to turn pro someday. That's how good your art was. In its raw state.
Uh-huh.
And you and Mercy, you know, your art was definitely superior to hers, and yet, you know, she kept going on the art, and she ended up becoming the professional comic artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to technical art. And now your husband is a scientist.
Correct.
And you're doing a science fiction series. Does he have any input? Or do you show him the stuff before you send it to your editor?
Fortunately, this isn't hard science fiction, so I don't have to be too technically correct. What little science there is, I can get out of simple library research.
So Elric never actually sees your work in progress?
No, he doesn't.
What does he think of it?
Oh, he's not very much involved in comics.